All right, it's tax season again.
Yeah.
That time of year when we all, you know, scramble for receipts and try to decipher the tax code.
Yeah.
But what if I told you that most of us misunderstand who actually needs to file taxes?
You know, it's a common misconception that everyone is obligated to file.
Right.
The tax system can be incredibly complex.
Yeah.
And that complexity often leads to a lot of confusion about our actual responsibilities.
Totally.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to dive into a document called Willful Failure.
Okay.
Which takes a look at the legal side of income tax.
Interesting.
Specifically.
Yeah.
It tackles the willful failure to file charge.
Hmm.
We're doing this to help you think critically about your own tax obligations.
That's a great goal.
Yeah.
Understanding legal definitions is so important, especially when it comes to something as intricate as tax law.
So this document claims that the government sometimes uses this willful failure to file charge as a way to kind of intimidate people into filing, even if they might not owe any taxes.
Oh, wow.
They even mentioned that you could face fines up to $25,000 or a year in prison.
That's a lot.
That sounds pretty scary.
It certainly raises the stakes.
Yeah.
The document even suggests that the government might pursue this charge.
Right.
Even when they have reason to believe a person might not be legally required to file.
Oh, wow.
It really makes you question how the law is being applied.
Okay, so let's break down this willful failure to file thing.
Right.
The document actually cites the U.S. Code.
Okay.
Specifically, 26 U.S.C. Section 203.
Okay.
Basically, it says that anyone required to pay taxes or file a return who doesn't do so willingly could be found guilty of a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
But there's a catch.
Yes. The document highlights the importance of two key words in that statute, person and required.
Okay.
Understanding who those terms actually apply to is crucial.
And here's where it gets interesting. The definition of person isn't even found right next to the charge.
Really?
You have to go digging 55 sections later in the code to find it.
Wow.
Buried in 26 U.S.C. Section 7343.
The placement of that definition certainly raises questions about transparency.
Yeah.
It's not exactly easy to find.
Right. No. So what does it say? Well, it defines person as an officer or employee of a corporation, or a member or employee of a partnership who, as such, officer, employee, or member, is under a duty to perform the act in respect of which the violation occurs.
Now, that definition is surprisingly specific.
Right.
It doesn't seem to include the average person working a regular 9-to-5 job.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
It seems like it's talking about people.
Right.
Who are specifically in charge of handling a company's taxes.
Right.
It makes you think twice about who this law is actually targeting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The document emphasizes that for someone to be considered a person under this definition, they need to have a specific duty related to handling taxes for the company.
Okay.
And not only that, but they have to be aware of this responsibility.
So it's not just about being an employee.
Right.
It's about having a specific role and knowing that you have it.
Exactly.
But it gets even more interesting.
Oh.
The document goes on to talk about how the word includes is used in legal definitions.
Okay.
They argue that it acts more like a category marker than an all-encompassing term.
Interesting.
They give this example about food.
Okay.
If a law defines food as including peaches, pears, and apples.
Right.
It doesn't mean all food.
Right.
Just that specific category of fruit.
That's a really helpful analogy.
Yeah.
Includes, in legal language, is often used to establish a specific category.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that everything outside of that category is automatically included.
So what does this mean for our understanding of person when it comes to this willful failure to file charge?
Right.
It sounds like they're building up to something big here.
They are. And we'll get into that.
Okay.
Right after this short break. So based on how this document breaks things down, the type of person who might be on the hook for a willful failure to file charge is someone within a company, like a corporation or partnership, who's been specifically assigned to handle the tax stuff.
Right.
And they have to know that's part of their job.
Gotcha.
It's a much narrower definition than many people probably assume.
Okay, so that clears up person. But what about the required part?
Right.
Earlier, you mentioned that person and required were both important to understanding this whole thing.
Right. This document argues that just because the IRS says you need to file doesn't automatically mean you're legally obligated to.
Hold on. That's a pretty bold statement.
Yeah.
Are they saying the IRS might be overstepping its bounds?
Well, they're not saying that directly, but they are suggesting that the requirement to file really hinges on that very narrow definition of person.
Right.
What just talked about.
Yeah.
If you don't fit that specific category,
right,
the legal requirement to file might not apply.
So it all comes back to who the law actually considers responsible for filing in the first place.
Exactly.
Gosh.
It's like they're encouraging us to question the assumptions we've always had about PACSs.
Right.
We're so used to hearing that everyone has to file, but this document makes you wonder if that's really true.
That's a bit of a mind-blowing concept.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we don't all have to go through this tax season scramble.
Right.
So how does this document suggest we figure out if we're actually required to file?
Well, they don't offer a clear-cut answer.
Yeah.
And remember, this is just one document's interpretation.
Right.
But they do emphasize the importance of understanding the legal framework behind tax obligations.
So what can our listeners do with this information? Should everyone just stop filing taxes based on this one document?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Remember, this deep dive is meant to be a starting point.
Right.
A way to get you thinking critically about your own situation.
Yeah.
This isn't legal advice. And it's crucial to consult with a qualified tax professional.
Of course.
They can help you understand your specific obligations based on your individual circumstances.
Right. Because even though this information is super interesting and potentially empowering.
Yeah.
It's not a substitute for personalized advice from someone who really knows the ins and outs of tax law.
Right.
What this document does is highlight the importance of asking questions and not just blindly accepting what we've always been told.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tax laws can change, interpretations can vary.
Right.
And everyone's situation is unique.
Good.
It's always best to err on the side of caution and get expert guidance.
So before we wrap up,
okay,
let's recap the key takeaways.
Okay.
We explored the willful failure to file charge.
Right.
Dug into the definitions of person and required.
Yes.
And discussed how this document challenges conventional wisdom about who actually needs to file taxes.
And remember,
yeah,
this is just a springboard.
Okay.
This document encourages further research and exploration. It's about empowering you to navigate the complexities of the tax system with knowledge and confidence.
Okay, so where do we go from here? This document has definitely sparked some questions and made me rethink some things.
Yeah, it's definitely a good reminder that knowledge is power.
Core.
The more we understand the rules, the better equipped we are to navigate the system effectively.
And that's what the deep dive is all about, giving you the information you need to make informed decisions.
Right.
But before we go, I have one final thought-provoking question for you.
Okay.
Now, before we let you go, I want to leave you with one last thought to ponder.
Okay.
This document focuses on the legal definitions within the tax code.
Right.
But it also raises a bigger question about individual responsibility.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It makes you think about the balance between following the letter of the law and understanding the spirit of it.
Exactly. If the interpretation presented in this document is accurate,
right,
it suggests that many people might be filing taxes out of fear or a misunderstanding of their legal obligations.
And that brings up an interesting ethical dilemma.
Yeah.
Is it enough to simply follow the rules as we understand them?
Right.
Or do we have a responsibility to dig deeper and ensure that we're not acting out of unnecessary fear or compliance?
It's a tough question with no easy answers.
Yeah.
But I think this deep dive highlights the importance of being informed and proactive.
Right.
When it comes to our rights and responsibilities.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This document encourages us to question assumptions, challenge conventional wisdom, and seek out a deeper understanding of the systems that govern our lives.
And that's a powerful message to carry with us, not just during tax season, but in all aspects of our lives.
Right.
Yeah.
So to our listeners, we challenge you to keep asking questions, keep exploring, and never stop seeking knowledge.
Yeah.
The power to make informed decisions lies within each of us.
That's it for today's deep dive.
Great.
We hope you found this exploration insightful and maybe even a little bit empowering.
Yes.
Remember, knowledge is power.
Right. And understanding your rights and responsibilities is the first step towards taking control of your life.
Absolutely.